The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Californians are dealing with a crackdown on the use of water, although apparently in some places, if you use too little, you'll also get in trouble. Now, the ordinances or the statewide law, actually some sort of emergency law that went into effect in California, said that you could be fined up to $500 per day if you're found to be doing things as simple as allowing some water, even a little bit of water, if you put up a sprinkler, for instance, to sprinkle onto the sidewalk somewhat, fined. Or at the very least, you'll be threatened with a fine.
Or even if it doesn't directly land on the sidewalk but runs from the ground onto the sidewalk or the road or touches any public or private way.
But think of all the jobs this is creating for the government. Now they need to hire more people to drive around and look for wet spots on the sidewalk.
It turns out you're right about that, Ellen. SFGate.com has a story that'll tie into what you're saying there. If you decide to spray wash your driveway in the middle of the drought, God forbid, the cops aren't likely to show up at your doorstep. It's more likely your neighbor will rat you out, according to the San Francisco Gate. Despite new statewide regulations that will allow authorities to ticket residents for excessive outdoor watering with fines of up to $500 per day, they don't mention that in this news story, or the other news story, by the way, many Bay Area police departments and water agencies say they don't plan to issue citations. Now, do you really believe them?
No, and I was honestly hoping that I was wrong, but I don't think that's true. I think that they'd make a lot of money off of these citations.
Yes, they would.
That's not saying that they're not going to.
It's just that they don't plan to.
We're not planning on it, but if any of our guys go out and actually do it, well, you know, that's just them doing their job.
Most say their current practice of asking nicely for water conservation is working just fine, and they plan to stick to it. Some also say they don't have the authority to issue citations, at least not without jumping through legal hoops. Others simply don't have the time to scout out violators and cite them. I bet they do have the time if they're going to get a $100, $200, $300, $500 fine out of the deal. You'll find that a lot of these cities will make the time because that's worth it.
Well, there's one of the code enforcers that has the time to drive by this building several times a day.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, however, that you're going to get away with reckless watering. Many communities have begun urging residents to report people who are wasting water, and the tips are pouring in. Agencies that have set up hotlines and email addresses for snitching on abusers may be reacting to the complaints with lectures about going easier on the spigot rather than tickets and fines. But that task alone has grown so much that some have had to add staff to take the complaints. So there they are. I mean, they're already adding. They're not adding enforcers yet. They're adding the staff to take the complaints, while at the same time claiming that they don't plan to issue citations. Seems to me that those two things don't fit together.
No, they're not going to charge people for this. They just want to listen to all the complaints. I mean, who wouldn't want to?
They want to get. They want to take complaints and hire more staff to take complaints so they can just send out a letter to somebody so they can have a talk with the homeowners? This doesn't sound like government to me. This doesn't sound typical at all.
No, that's not their plan.
No,
they just want to keep people from recklessly watering things, throwing water around like it's, you know, not a resource that covers most of the planet.
According to the story here at sfgate.com, the more and more people, says Rachel Garza, water conservation technician with the East Bay Municipal Utilities District, more and more people, she says, are aware of the drought and think it's their duty to let us know about waste. For them to see someone wasting water while they've been saving, I think that prompts them to contact us,
So it's the whole, you know, parallel slave-on-slave violence of, well, I went through the proper way of doing
this. We're not showering in our home, and how dare you water your plants?
Well, they feel victimized by that.
I pushed that little button for the cross light to turn green before I crossed the street, and there you are just running willy-nilly in the middle of the street without cars coming, but you're running it for the rest of us.
Well, Ellen, it's understandable why they feel victimized by that, because there is a victimizer out there who's threatening everyone with violence, even though they're saying they're planning on not sending out citations. The threat is there nonetheless, a $500 a day fines. And so it's understandable that somebody would feel like that, hey, you know, I don't want to get a $500 a day fine, or I care about the environment, plus I don't want the $500 a day fine, and my neighbor obviously doesn't care about those things, so screw him, I'm going to show him what's for.
Right, and I understand that they would be feel victimized because of that, but I think they're aiming that in the wrong direction.
It's true.
Like, shouldn't they be focusing more on, like, maybe figuring out how they can all, like, come to an agreement voluntarily where they choose to, you know, share the water in a certain way? Or maybe, you know,
find a way.
Well, I'm just thinking that, like, there's plenty of water supplies in the area, especially if you're in California. Not that it's potable, but you could make it that way. I'm sure that there's enough water for everyone to survive, at least. I don't know why they're turning against each other for this.
I'm sure that there's going to be more and more people installing what they call the gray water systems.
Hmm.
So that, for instance, the water that goes through your sink where you wash your dishes would go through some filtration device and then feed into your toilet.
Got it.
The water from your shower could go to water the lawn after going through a filtration system. So that... It would no longer be potable water because it's not drinkable because, you know, it had gone through the shower, but you could still water your lawn with it.
Of course, you'll be the one who has to prove that it's not potable water, because when the code enforcer comes around with the threats and or the fine, he's not going to know, right? He's just going to see a sprinkler out in the front of the lawn. He's going to see water on the sidewalk.
Well, generally what people will do with the gray water systems to water the lawn is they'll use French drains.
What is that?
It's the one with all the holes in it, so that when the drain runs through the hose,
the hose with the holes in it?
No. A PVC pipe that has a bunch of holes.
Yeah.
So you run that underground.
Oh.
And then as the water flows through, the water falls through the holes.
It leaches out,
giving the roots the nutrients. So you're not actually watering the lawn visibly.
Smart.
You're watering the lawn invisibly.
That's
so you'll still have a green lawn. And, you know,
then
a green lawn might be, you know, evidence of illegal water usage.
It's certainly true that it could go that crazy.
Your grass is too green.
We'll talk more about the snitch network they're setting up there in California so people can rat out their neighbors. Jeremy's on the line first, though, listening in St. George, Utah to KZNU. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a former California resident, glad to be out of there, and I know something about water rights and water laws. And I wanted to just put a little bit of context to what's going on out there, especially in Southern California, pretty much all of L.A., probably into San Diego, Inland Empire, you know, that area, and the high desert. All of that, a large water source for them is Lake Mead, which is built on the Hoover Dam there just outside of Vegas. And the Hoover Dam supplies water to Southern California and to Nevada. It is now at the lowest it's ever been since they built the dam in the 30s. It's as low as it's ever been since they started filling it up. In fact, there are two outlets that they draw water from, and the topmost outlet, they're only about 40 feet of water above that outlet. So they're about to run out of half their water supply, basically.
Oh, wow.
So it's a huge deal for conservation. Yeah, I know the planet is covered in 70% water, but a lot of that is saline, and there are technologies to desalinate the water. They do it all the time in the United Arab Emirates, over in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, places like that, where they have a large amount of money that they can spend on these desalination plants, and something California should look at doing. So they're about out of water, or about out of half their water, and that's a big challenge for them. But there's been a lack of foresight in California as well. They haven't developed any new water development since.
Why should they? They're government bureaucrats. They don't have the incentive. Whereas exactly. A private company would have the incentive to come up with new sources for water. Like, what if we were to lose this one source? Maybe we shouldn't rely on just one or two sources. But with the government bureaucrats, they rest on their laurels.
Here in Utah, we have kind of a quasi-government. It's called a water conservancy district. But they are very actively, proactively developing new water resources all the time. Something California hasn't done for almost 40 years. And in that 40 years, the population
has skyrocketed. Jeremy, good call, man. Thanks for the scoop. Appreciate it. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. If you have been dealing with the water conservation people, California certainly has. People out there are under constant threat this year, and actually they say it's the third year in a row of drought conditions where California at the state level has passed mandatory water restrictions, basically preventing any amount of water that, if you're watering your lawn, for instance, any little drop of water that falls on a sidewalk would put you in violation. If there's a stream that comes from some part of the yard, say a higher up part of the yard, down onto a lower lying sidewalk, as water would tend to flow downhill, any water flowing onto the sidewalk or into the gutter, anywhere outside of the yard itself, would put you in violation. Any water being flung accidentally onto the side of a house would also put you in violation. And now they've got a snitch line. Several snitch lines and email addresses have been set up around California in different cities to take complaints from people. But at the same time, the government agents are saying they're not planning on issuing citations. They just want to have a conversation with people. And if you believe that one, then I've got a bridge to sell you in San Francisco.
You have a bridge in San Francisco?
The East Bay's largest water supplier has received several hundred resident reports of water waste this year, compared with 12 in all of 2013. And that's without enacting mandatory conservation rules, just voluntary measures. One person reported a father who put a slip and slide in his yard for his child's birthday party. Another complained about a neighbor washing his car every day. The most common complaint, agency officials say, is people watering something that shouldn't be watered, like the sidewalk. The uptick in calls has prompted the agency to hire two employees to take the reports and investigate. And that's Garza's job. She and her colleagues visit homes and businesses where they suspect water waste. But there's no big stick approach here, she says. Instead, they kindly tell the offender about the drought and suggest ways that he or she can cut back.
This sounds like Vermin Supreme is running the code enforcement department out there in California, because he's the kindler, gentler, what's the term that he uses? Dictator. The kindler, gentler dictator.
They're usually apologetic and a little embarrassed, perhaps, said Garza. I haven't seen any hostility towards us. Well, yeah, that's because they probably don't want to get a ticket from you. So it's likely that the homeowner or individual would be on their best behavior when you enforcement agents start sniffing around. The San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, which also hasn't imposed water restrictions on the San Francisco service area, has received dozens of complaints about water waste this year as well. It's responded by mailing out 70 letters asking people to conserve better. The San Jose Water Company has logged 100 waste reports since springtime, prompting officials to contact alleged abusers or leave door hangers requesting that they save more. Agencies expect to see more calls once the state regulations kick in next month. And so apparently, even though the state passed these in January, they don't kick in until sometime in August.
And the real kicker here is that they're sending out dozens of these letters telling people to conserve. But, like, where did they get that paper from? There was probably some big machine chopping down trees, and they just wasted, like, however many, like, pounds of wood in production for that, and how much water that went into that.
Yeah, they definitely do. Don't they do some bleaching of tree at the pulp? Or
you have to do some kind of bleaching to make it able to be turned into paper.
The rules approved Tuesday by the State Water Resources Control Board prohibit residents and businesses from using drinkable water to hose down sidewalks and driveways, watering lawns and gardens to the point of causing runoff, washing cars without a shut-off nozzle, or using potable water in non-circulating fountains. The measures prompted by the emergency drought declaration by Jerry Brown will remain in effect for 270 days. Violations are comparable to traffic tickets and are punishable with fines of up to $500 per day.
I've never received a traffic ticket that said, you owe us $500 per day.
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't say that's comparable at all. I guess what they mean by comparable is that it's, a low-level offense, not a
misdemeanor. Oh, it doesn't go on your record.
I guess.
So, if you go apply for a job and they do a background check, they're not going to see.
Find out you're a water waster.
You are a water waster, sir. You cannot work at Starbucks.
None of the Bay Area's three largest water suppliers has immediate plans to crack down with fines. Well, but remember, they can't crack down yet. It's not legal for them to crack down yet.
That's why they don't have plans to
write
tickets.
They'll make the plans as soon as it becomes legal for them to start charging people $500 a day. I mean, am I being too cynical here about this?
No.
When is it going to be legal?
What, to water your lawn?
No, for them to crack down.
August something. I'm not sure which date in August, but at some point. So within a month or so.
You know, honestly, I don't want to believe this, but I feel like I have to. You know, this is why I love technology and innovation, because instead of just trying to control people and, you know, limit their the exercise of, you know, whatever actions they want, you could actually eliminate this whole problem. But instead, you know, since the government has no motivation to build a desalination plant or to, you know, just allow the free market to decide how much the water is, they're trying to control people more and more and wasting
Ellen,
more money on this.
We can't have the free market taking care of water. It's too important. We need the government to handle this.
Well, if it's important to people, then they're going to make sure that that's taken care of. Like, everybody has their own self-interest at heart.
Ellen, the last thing we need are a bunch of greedy companies and evil corporations taking care of one of the most important resources known to man.
And they're going to poison the water supply, too, right?
Okay, so reading through the regulations here, they don't know what day it's going to take effect. Because it says that these regulations shall remain in effect for 270 days after filing with the Secretary of State.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as they file this with the Secretary of State,
then it goes into effect. So the point I was making there as I was playing devil's advocate, you know, about this idea that, well, we have to have the government handle this. It's so important. Well, the government doesn't have the right incentives to handle water correctly, but also other things that the government does. Look at roads. I mean, roads are terrible.
Do you really think that they care about the water, though? I don't think this is about the water. I think this is about the fines.
I think they do.
If they're fining people $500 a day, like, that is a massive source of income for them.
It, in theory, could be. I don't know if that's necessarily the motivation, at least up front, for these bureaucrats. I think that there are several motivating factors for the like the state representatives who might have pushed this forward. They want to look like they care about the environment. They want to get reelected, and if they can be at the forefront of the water restrictions, then they may feel like that will win them some political points. Because obviously the state reps don't necessarily directly benefit from the fines. They're not going to...
Right, but all these people that are complaining about the overuse of water, I'm sure they're going to be supporters for these people who are pushing the regulations.
So they need to now regulate how much ice people can put in their drinks? Yeah, because then you're taking water out of the supply because people need to shower.
Right,
people need to drink water.
It's a good point. All you're doing is cooling down the drinks. The ice is completely unnecessary.
Yeah, you know, if you're turning all of your water into ice, then you know, you're just taking water out of the supply.
So maybe what we need are mandatory refrigerator inspections, random targeting of households.
You can only have 2 ice cube trays. They can't be more than 12 cubes to a tray.
I think we
need a
total
high capacity. That's a high capacity ice cube tray.
This is an ice crisis. This is we need a total prohibition on ice in California. Just everybody needs to drink their drinks lukewarm. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free and bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You need focus? Are you feeling fatigued? Trying to get that extra edge when it counts? Check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net, how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Over at modup.net, they use only the highest premium modafinil with the highest potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. ModUp.net, by the way, is a Bitcoin community supporter. They'll give you a 33% discount if you order with Bitcoin over at ModUp.net. Plus, if you want to make the deal better, use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, code FTL over at ModUp.net for your 10 free tablets. And ModUp.net offers world-class service at a great price for modafinil at ModUp, M-O-D-U-P.net, code FTL. We go to Habu, listening in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl. Hello, Habu.
Yeah, good evening to you. And You know, I called yesterday, so it's, I apologize because.
Oh, no worries.
I don't want to hog the opportunity.
It's not a hog at all. You're the only caller on hold on the line right now, Habu. So you're hogging nothing. Go ahead.
It must be zero social life, but anyway, that's another story. I caught what you were talking about the water restriction laws in California. And I don't want to mischaracterize you, but were you really poo-pooing the regulations, some of these very anal type of regulations? Is that what you were poo-pooing?
Yeah, I think that the problem really starts with government control of the water supply. I think that if we didn't have a monopoly system with water delivery, like we do with the government roads, we wouldn't have such dire circumstances. You'd have companies coming up with ways to solve their supply problems, or even if they had trouble with their supply side, they would come up with more innovative ways to solve the other side of it with people using too much. They could, for instance, raise rates in order to compensate for the increased costs of acquiring the water. But government agencies taking care of this means they're in the hands of a monopoly, and monopolies just don't have the same incentives as companies and individuals that are open to competition in the market. Place. So, yeah, I don't support the idea of cracking down on people for watering their lawn, although I understand the motivations for it.
You know, let me just say this. Respectfully, I think you missed the big picture. Let's say this was happening in Japan, and of course we're not in Japan. We are in land of the brave and home of the free, so it's a different story here. But, you know, people would automatically look at the greater good of conserving water, and watering lawns would be a no-no. And so I'm just trying to think, even the laws seem so obtuse. They're worried about a rivulet coming off the lawn, but not, watering a lawn in a drought. So it seems almost upside down in a very contorted way. So that's just my two cents. What do I know anyway?
No, I get where you're coming from. I mean, it is ridiculous. I mean, the story we were talking about earlier, there's a couple who stopped watering their lawn or very much cut it back to the point where the lawn turned brown. And now they're facing fines as a result of not watering enough. So Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but those are those people who issue the fines to people like that who are doing the right thing for the community are the ones who should be tarred and feathered, those bureaucrats in government.
Well, that's just it. You leave it to a monopoly, and you get all kinds of contradictory policies. You get just ridiculous behavior, threatening behavior, and this is not the way companies are supposed to interact with customers. If a company were threatening toward you, you would have you would be well within your rights to tell them, I'm not doing business with you anymore, and going to a competitor or opening your own competitor. But in the case of water providing, you can't really do that. I mean, yeah, I suppose you could buy your water from the Culligan man and have bottles of it delivered on a daily basis, but it's going to be a lot more expensive that way. Nobody gets to compete in the area of piped water delivery to homes. That's government's bailiwick.
But even then, if you do order your water from the Culligan man and you pour that water onto your lawn, you are still
in violation
of the watering your lawn law or regulation.
I mean, personally, I agree with his opinion, though, that like even without the laws and restrictions against water usage, like I would not waste water on my lawn or, plants or anything as frivolous as that in comparison to, maintaining hydration and staying alive, especially if there's a serious drought.
Yeah, I totally understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one more thing. I hope you would cover the horrifying story in Detroit where they're cutting off water, yet giving it to these, privileged few corporatists who are, milking out everything from the city of Detroit, including those great, the great artwork of Diego Garcia, is it? About some great works there. So, that it's those kinds of people who even subsume the democratic process that governor there overrode the referendum and the vote. So these are the real criminals, and then they deny water to people who can't afford because they're so poor. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Thanks, Habu. I appreciate hearing from
you. And don't worry, I won't bug you.
Oh, it's not a bug at all. We appreciate your call. Call anytime. You can call once per night. That's the only rule that we have on calling the show. So thank you for the call tonight. And regarding the Detroit thing, I hadn't heard about it. I did do a quick search. Hundreds turn out to protest Detroit water shutoffs. WWJ reporting with the AP, as many as 1,000 people showed up outside Cobo Center in downtown Detroit Friday, calling for an immediate moratorium on service shutoffs by the city's water department. Among them was Avengers actor Mark Ruffalo, who appeared unexpectedly, calling others to join the demonstration. A loud crowd marched from Cobo to Hart Plaza for a rally that was reported as the largest such event that has been covered in the city by WWJ. Asked why he joined the rally, Ruffalo told McNeil, "The American people need to know about these water shutoffs." He says, "I'm here to shed a little light on what's happening, the travesty that's happening here in Detroit with these people's water. You would think we're living in a third world nation." Now, I'm not exactly sure what it is that is happening. I don't know if this story gives a level of detail about that, but I think maybe I don't know if people aren't paying their bills or what's going on.
Well, do you remember, I think it may have been about a year ago, Detroit went bankrupt completely, the city of Detroit. I believe that this may be a consequence of that.
Here's a little bit about it. I've scanned down the article a bit here. The Detroit Department of Water and Sewerage stepped up the shutoffs in March to collect some of the nearly $90 million owed by residents, businesses, and other customers with past due accounts. Through June, more than $43 million was owed on over 80,000 city residential accounts. The department has reported about 17,000 customers are on payment plans, and officials try to work with those customers. The utility estimates about 90,000 active customers are delinquent on their bills. So basically, they're shutting off the water on people who are not paying for the water, which is upsetting folks. I mean, 1,000 people came out to basically say, hey, this is there's a right to having water. What do you think about that?
It seems, you know, like I can certainly understand that, you know, you do have the inherent right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, but that doesn't mean that someone is to supply all of those things to you. You know, someone is not to supposed to give you out of their own goodwill.
Yeah, but do you want people to
right to water?
Do you want people to die from from thirst?
No, I agree with Daryl. I don't think that these people have a right to water. I think that they should be paying for it. But I think that this all is a consequence of bad regulations and, you know, things spiraling out of control.
I'd like to hear more about that, how it is that regulations have resulted in people not being able to pay their water bill. We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the water shortages, the shutoffs also now in Detroit is happening. We can continue the discussion. You can also bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Do you have a right to water? That's what some people in Detroit are saying. There were 1,000 people at a protest, protesting shutoffs, protesting people all across Detroit having their accounts, their water accounts shut down due to non-payment or back payments. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This at the same time, out in California, there are people who are under threat from the state for watering their lawns a little bit too much. There's pretty severe water regulations going into place next month in California, and the agencies are saying they're not planning on ticketing people for the water violations, but I imagine those plans will change within the next 4 weeks or so. We'll continue to update you on the situation as it develops. And, of course, if you live in California or Detroit and you'd like to give us your perspective, we would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Ellen, you're actually not from Detroit, but you used to live in Michigan.
Yes, I used to live near Jackson, which is about maybe a three-hour drive from Detroit. I've been there a few times, but
a lot of people talk about Detroit in Michigan. Is that like a big topic of discussion?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're into sports at all, then of course you support the Detroit Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michigan is mostly famous for General Motors Company, and you know, Detroit used to be Motor City. That's where you know, most of the productivity in cars and engines came from.
And that's not the case anymore.
And don't forget Motown.
And Motown, yes.
I guess what I meant was, do people talk about the politics in Detroit outside of Detroit much? Because, you know, you got the bankruptcy going on there, which is huge news.
Well, you know, nationwide. I haven't really been or heard from any people that live in Michigan since I moved away. So I can't really say anything about that because happened after I left.
I imagine it's a nice place to be gone from. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bob. He's in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to WPBQ. Hello, Bob.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I'm talking about the water.
Yes, sir.
Well, I stay in Mississippi, so, I mean, we really don't have a problem with water. I think we get most of our water from the Mississippi River. So we really don't have an issue with water or whatever. But, like, I know the folks in California are going through, like, a penalties and fines and all this type of ordeal. Like, I mean, I can't see it, but it seems like everybody wants to move to California knowing the water situation. So it's like folks in Florida or on the East Coast, it's like they don't have a problem like New York. I mean, you'll figure New York will have a water problem, but for some reason they don't.
Florida is frequently under water restrictions, or at least the part of Florida I lived in was frequently under restrictions. I don't remember a time when they didn't have the rule about you couldn't water on odd-numbered, you know, odd-numbered properties could not water on certain days. Even-numbered properties could not water. I don't remember when that didn't exist.
Yeah, and even where I'm from in Alabama, growing up, they always had the restrictions on you can't cut your grass before like 6 o'clock in the evening.
What?
Because of like some ozone warning. Because, well, it's really too hot, and if you're putting out these extra emissions, then it's going to wind up making it even hotter. Really? So you have to cut your grass in the evening, and then
the
somehow
emissions from the lawnmower.
Yeah,
this is crazy. Wow.
That is crazy. I mean, I'm with you,
yeah,
Bob.
That's crazy. But I mean, in Mississippi, I mean, we have boil water alerts a lot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Pipes burst. You know, pipes in the ground, like 60, 50, 30 years old. You know, we had the big freeze back, you know, a while ago. So we have like boil water alerts a lot, but never water shortages. So it's hard for me to wrap my mind around the concept of living in the United States of America and having a water shortage. That's like some Africa type crap. You know, like what is that? You know what I mean? Like, come on. Home of the free and the brave, and we need water, like penalties and fines. I mean,
yeah, well,
crazy.
The thing is, there's not enough freedom for people to go out there and, you know, create a situation where there is enough water for everyone.
Right. I mean, the government's not going to allow anybody to go and dig up all the roads and put in their own pipes and compete with them. Why?
Because that's kind of what I wanted to touch on, because I was I saw a YouTube video one day, and I don't know how true this is, so I can't attest to the fact of it. But at the same time, I saw a YouTube video saying, like, China was coming buying water out of the Great Lake and somewhere in
that
Texas and some artesian wells, and they was getting the water, bottling it up, taking it back to China because they thirsty over there. And
that doesn't make much sense to me.
Kind of stuff, so.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, there's plenty of water in China.
What does make sense these days if you got people being penalized, say, you can't take a shower, you know, we got to use wipes today, son. Oh, son, don't take a shower. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we got to do what they do in the military. Like, you know, I was in the military, like, when we was out in the field, yeah, we used, like, these big, gigantic diaper wipes, you know. And it just,
yeah,
it
I've heard about those.
Up. Right.
Oh, I've actually got some of those.
Right.
They work.
It's a 2 foot by 3 foot wet wipe.
Yeah.
That's called a shower
like
and a towel.
Right. It's like a giant wet one. Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend.
Great call, Bob. Great call,
right,
man. Thanks,
okay,
thanks
thank
for making it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Call anytime. Toll-free number is 855-453.
These things work really great, especially when you go to Pork Fest and they have the water problems.
Yeah.
So that you can actually get yourself semi-clean.
So does it have the scent like the wet nap sometimes do, or is it unscented?
I don't remember if the ones that I have a scent, but it's got the soap built into it, and it's
really
moist. Yeah.
I could see how that would be useful.
Now, you just leave the soap on your body? Is that the idea? How do you?
Well, it's like a wet wipe.
Right? Yeah.
So you wipe the thing
sort of
all
evaporates
over you, and yeah, you know, it's not a thick film of soap that winds up. So it's not like you're, you know, using like the foaming soap and just wiping that on you, and then you feel all icky. It's like rubbing a giant wet wipe on you.
So you feel refreshed and
yes.
Clean. That's cool, man. What do those things cost?
I bought them from some wholesale to the public place for like $1.50 a piece, and they say that they retail for like $10.
Whoa. Wait, are these single use? You can't
sounds
reuse
like
them?
No, these are actually reusable.
Really?
So after you use it, you can like run water over it, hang it out to dry, and then
what
because
about
this? It's got the stuff built into it. I've never done it as the reuse thing, so I don't know. But
I'm sure there's enough like chemical residue left over after the first use.
For a second use,
As a one-time use thing, it works very well.
Neat. And it was called what?
A shower and a towel. It's 2 foot by 3 foot.
All right. So there you go. Water. Is it a right? Let's talk more about the theory here, the philosophy, because some people think they have a right to water. In Detroit, there are protests going on. People are upset. They're having their water account shut off by the city of Detroit for non-payment. Should people just be able to take as much water as they want? Should they be able to, you know, just use water, no problem, don't have to pay the bill?
In Pennsylvania, they've got something in place to where if you are behind on your electric bills or your power bills, they can't shut off your electricity in the winter months or in the summer months.
Right.
But in the spring and the fall?
Right. They can only shut it off in the spring and the fall if you're behind. Because, well, we can't just let people freeze. And we can't let people, you know, just like die of heat exhaustion or heat stroke. So power companies in Pennsylvania are prohibited from shutting off utilities in the summer or the winter.
And they must be absorbing all of those costs.
Yes.
I believe there are rules like that in New Hampshire. I think one of them is that if you're a landlord, you can't kick people out during the winter. I believe that that's true. At least I've heard that rumor. I don't know how true it is. But, you know, this brings up a big question, right? Because on one hand, if you provide a product or a service to somebody, there's a certain rate at which you're providing that product or service. You should get paid. I mean, somebody's got to be paid to be the technicians that, you know, figures out the water cleaning stuff, whatever they run the equipment at the processing centers. But, you know, there are costs involved. It's not like the water just magically comes into your home. There are people involved in helping make that happen. So it's not a free resource. But at the same time, I understand that people, you know, probably want to keep living. And so having water is certainly a beneficial thing.
Right. But if you've been alive for long enough to complain about the water being shut off and not having it and saying that it's your right to have it, then, you know, you've probably figured out the means by which you attain something like that, which is, you know, to make money or to attain enough money to where you can, like, buy it from somebody who can provide it for you, or you can just go travel somewhere that actually has water.
But there are some people that are my age and older who have never figured these things out. They just, well, I turn on the spigot and it's there.
And they're alive how?
I don't know. There are some people that I don't know how they survive into their 30s.
The system protects people from having to be responsible for themselves in a lot of ways. And water's one of the cheapest things to buy on Earth. If you can't afford to buy water for yourself, you probably should stop smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol. I wonder how many of the people that can't pay their water bills have serious addiction problems and can't handle their money and have no financial responsibility whatsoever. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.